The series is called Voice of the Cello. So, Alban, I'm going to ask you the question I've asked everyone taking part. What does that phrase, voice of the cello, mean to you?
Well, you asked me beforehand, so I'm not answering spontaneous now. But but actually, I swear, the spontaneous word which came to my mind immediately was mother. My mother was a singer, and she not only introduced the cello to me, she made me feel miserable my entire childhood, because she, I mean, maybe not the entire childhood, but 78%, because she had told me, oh, I knew that she had this gorgeous voice, but she had told me that she already had this gorgeous voice as a 3-4 year old. So she had this natural vibrato and everything, and my voice until today stinks. So I had a big minority complex about that. So once I got the cello, my mother suggested it, and I had it. The second lesson, my teacher told me, I asked how vibrato goes. So she told me I did it, something like, something, and then I ran screaming around the house that I know how to vibrate now. And so that's for me, the voice of the cello is finally living up to my mother.
Well, Stephen Osborne is standing next to you, and earlier on when we were chatting, you said to him, this is a cello series, so you're not allowed to speak. So I'm actually going to just ask him.
He used to play the cello, so he is allowed.
Once a cellist, always a cellist. So, Stephen, what does voice of the cello mean to you?
Well, yeah, I loved playing cello at school. I never practiced, but I had a lesson at 9:15 in the morning, and school started at 8:30, so once a week for 45 minutes I play. But I love the lyricism of it, because on piano, of course, yeah, this percussive instrument. Charles Rosen said there's only 3 things you can do with the piano: play loud, play soft, and put the pedal down. but it's funny, I stopped playing cello for years after leaving school. When I came back to it again, just feeling this, I don't know, it's an incredible register. There's something that's so soulful, so singing. And I, also having played cello myself, doing chamber music with cellists feels really lovely. My brother was a cellist as well, so we had this idea we'd play a recital and then for an encore we'd switch, and I'd play cello and he'd play piano. Never happened.
Such extraordinary moods in that Beethoven sonata, and you're moving on now to Shostakovich, who was also a man of many moods. How do we hear that in this piece?
Well, actually, he seemed to be quite a lost soul. You can tell in that piece, especially the slow movement. So when playing that, it's actually, it shows us that actually we cannot live in such bad times today, because if somebody writes that music, the times back then must have been much worse. So it reminds us that maybe it's not all lost right now, as sometimes we tend to believe. But this music reminds us that it can get much worse than we think it is. So. Something to look forward to.
Alban and Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Here again are Alban Gerhardt and Stephen Osborne to play the Cello Sonata in D minor, Opus 40 by Shostakovich.